Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
I was wondering whether or not we were going to start with that one.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah, because we need some pills. We're sniffling and sneezing.
Sorry. This is going to be good.
I wonder if it'll let me turn it up.
Watch.
Nope.
Grab and peel.
This is one of those ones that GLaDOS has control of. Ironically, GLaDOS' song is right above this one.
Grab and peel. Grab and peel.
Happy Friday.
Nice.
So we were discussing that grasshoppers and butterflies are aliens. Y'all tell us what you think.
Nice.
And it's coffee strong.
Don't make me use this bell.
Drinking tea, I don't.
I'm switching it up.
No. I am not a mental moron.
Wow.
Hello.
Sorry.
Wow. Okay. I had to stop that by any means necessary because it was not going to stop.
Oh, you got to hate it when that happens.
Howdy do.
I've got cold. That's how I do. At least I think I'm fighting one off.
Okay, I don't know about a cold, but yeah, dripping hair is a hazard here, apparently. I was trying to be clean for y'all before I got on the air and everything, and it's not working for me. Water dripping everywhere. All right, wet hair, fun. Some of y'all are getting a whole wrong picture in your head. Bad.
Yeah, they're not thinking it's bad.
Mm-hmm, I heard that. All right, I would like to say Mr. J. Dukes has officially declared it Kool-Aid Day. National Kool-Aid Day, and he is partaking in his favorite flavor, purple. I will take a red. Y'all know the Kool-Aid don't really have flavors. It just says red on the package, purple.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
No, wait, come back here. Sorry, my pages are closing out on me, apparently. You got Kool-Aid. I need some Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, you can drink our Kool-Aid.
Awesome.
Those of you out there who have not visited our Facebook page, please go and visit and vote for us. We're trying to get some money so we can go to GDC for you.
Yes. Send us some money.
But don't have to send us. They can help us by voting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I like my way, too. But, hey, all right.
You can send your money directly.
Just
be aware it's non-refundable.
And does not get you fluffy cakes.
Well, it does, but it has to be on the 8th Sunday of the month during a full moon on a leap year. There you go.
That sounds good. Yeah, all right. I can agree to those terms.
Void where prohibited. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all have to read the fine print. Read the fine print, people. Okay, so we're going to jump into the news because...
Really?
I
don't even know who we are yet.
Oh, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Oh, we're a little bit wound up today. The only podcast to kill crickets on site. All right. And I'm Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
Welcome.
Yay, it's us every day.
Oh, well, I was going to say all day, but not all day. You could theoretically listen to us all day if you wanted to. We got enough episodes on. Yeah, we're dating back to 2007 here. And I'm not even going to mention this because I don't feel like getting harassed about old episodes. I'm just going to move along. Okay.
All right. Okay, so you want to start first? Try to start first? Because I got some grumpy news.
Well, you do grumpy and then I'll do the good one.
All right. I'm not sure what I think about this. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they pulled it by way of CNN, who got it from The Escapist. Former GTA director plans game based on Iran's Islamic Revolution.
Mm.
The former director of the Grand Theft Auto series, David Kansari? I think so. Kansari. He's working on a new game that will explore Iran's Islamic Revolution. The game is called 1979. And will be set in an open world where protagonists can make moral choices that affect what is going on around him. Kansari, who worked on Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, spoke to CNN about his plans for the game recently and why it is important to him. One of the core reasons is because he barely escaped it. His family managed to escape to Canada at the start of the revolution. Kansari said in an interview with CNN that, "I'm interested in having good and evil within the same character. I think that's true to life, and I think you can design a game around that, too." 1979 will take place in an open world and give the player control over multiple protagonists with different abilities. Over the course of the game, players will engage in shootouts, solve puzzles, drive vehicles, use diplomacy, and trade for supplies. Kansari is prepared for lots of criticism from every corner of the earth. After all, a game about a game about revolution in a country such as Iran will present history in a light that might not be flattering to a lot of people with certain political persuasions. Kansari says, Iranians are going to criticize me because I'm making a game that promotes American imperialists going in and shooting Iranians, he says. Americans are going to criticize me because I'm making a game that glorifies Islamic fundamentalism or something. I'm not going to please everyone, and the point of the game isn't to do that. The game is set for release sometime in 2012.
Will that be or after the zombie apocalypse is the question.
Yeah. See, I'm not so much worried about what Americans have to say because we're kind of bobbleheaded people.
The rest of the world.
Yeah, the rest of the world. And, yeah, for some of these Islamic fundamentalism people, I'm a little bit worried about their reactions. I'm not one for taunting them too much, you know?
Well, I am... We've actually talked about this. It's just been a few months. When we talked about it a few months ago, we didn't have nearly this many details.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. It sounds like it's going to be different, interesting, and I'm not surprised that he would do it this way. I think it works better this way as opposed to making one character and then making him go throughout the game. And I'm sure his GTA workings play a big part in this.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to playing it, hopefully before the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, before the zombie apocalypse. That'll be awesome.
Because we do know that's happening in 2012, you know,
huh?
Yes. Just so y'all know.
Oh, girl, there was a news story. Sorry, totally not about games. There was a news story yesterday about that they are working on some kind of T-cell virus type thing that cures cancer.
Did it? Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But it causes influenza-like symptoms. And I was like, oh my God, that's zombies.
That's it.
That's zombies.
I saw where they were going on about how it completely eradicates the cancer, and I was like, oh, that's nice. Those guys are going to come up missing because you know how the government is. It is very smart for them to put their faces on TV, but that'll be the last time you see them. They will suddenly disappear from the face of the earth. You know, the government's not going to let that happen. But I didn't hear about the influenza symptoms at all.
Yeah, causes influenza-type symptoms and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I was like, zombieism.
That's how it happens.
That is exactly how it happens. They were curing cancer or doing something, and no.
Patients were curing in Resident Evil, and then they became zombies. So this one's going to be, we're trying to cure. Man, you know how many people got cancer? We don't need this. Just do the math in your head. Whenever you see the cancer runs and walks, you know, about 60-70% of those people have cancer. That is not good. Imagine those, and they're in good shape. This is not good.
Mm-mm.
Start working on my cardio.
Yeah. You start working on your cardio, I'm going to start working on aiming for the knees.
I need to have good cardio so I can outrun Ginger when she's trying to shoot me in the knees.
We'll see on the other side. You know, zombies are still human. They still move the same way we do. If I blow out their knees, they can't come any closer, right?
See, that just makes the one that's running behind him able to vault higher because he's going to step on the other one when he jumps.
Oh, that's true, because they turn into trampolines when they're on the ground for some odd reason. I never understood that.
That's called zombieology. Yeah.
Zombieology.
I just came up with that on the spot.
Corey is a doctor of zombieology. You know, people on Twitter are like, what?
Zombieologist, yeah. Let me go ahead and coin that.
All right.
So, in case you have been under a rock and you didn't hear about this yesterday when Ginger announced it, we got more. Oh, Lord, here we go. Here we go. J. Dukes, it's time to update his zombie plan. Where's his frying pan? You don't have the right frying pan for that. You got to go to the country to get that frying pan. It's that cast iron one your grandma used to have. Yeah, that's the pan you have to kill zombies with.
Hate that darn thing. God,
yeah.
I hate that thing.
Yeah, it can't be the one from Target or Walmart. It's got to be the one from the country. So those of you who don't have relatives in the country, you are
SOL. It weighs like 20 pounds.
Yes.
Yes.
These are heavy cast iron. They would take out a human. So you need it for a zombie, really.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come from, you know, you can't swing, you know, like you would a regular frying pan. You got to come from down below and swing upward swing, bam, when it makes you're not going to be able to hit more than one with that. It's not like in Left 4 Dead. Because when we say 20 pounds, we are not joking. All right. So anyway, you people out there heard about this yesterday. I actually got a list for you. Ginger announced to us yesterday that Google Plus went up to Facebook and said, what? We got games too.
What now?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you, not safe for work. We said, what? We got games too, bitch. That's what they said. So we have a list of games. I'm actually over at the Google site. If you don't have Google Plus, you need to talk to your friends. I'm not giving out any invites. I love y'all, but I gave these, you know, these group here the invites to cover for testing purposes. So, and some other media, key media alum, I have access to, so that we could test and play and all that stuff. Not that I don't love y'all, but y'all start getting crazy and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so here's a list. Angry Birds, of course. Bejeweled Blitz, of course. Bubble Island, have no idea. City of Wonder, not bad. Collapse Blast, Crime City, no. Diamond Dash, Dragon Age Legends, yeah. Theirs is supposed to be way different than Facebook. It's supposed to be like the full-on RPG real deal business. So that's what we heard. You have Dragons of Atlantis, no idea. Edge World, no idea. Flooded, no idea. Monster World, nah. Sudoku, which I am addicted to if I start playing. Wild Ones, this one's going to get Ginger. Zombie Lane.
Zombie Lane!
Elena, Zombie Lane.
And, oh, I love me Zombie Lane.
Mm-hmm, and Zyniga's Poker. So I think they're off to a good start. If they move them some Star Fever Agency over there and I can get me some TV studio boss, I think I'm home.
Yay.
I'm just saying. I don't care about the Angry Birds. Angry Birds actually just came to Facebook. This is, I don't know what's going to happen here. This is going to be the mother of all fights. Has anybody else noticed that you cannot connect, those of you who have Google Plus, you cannot connect your Facebook to your Google Plus. You cannot connect your Twitter or any of the other social networks. And Google can do that because, generally speaking, when you connect all those things, they connect some kind of weird way through Google. So Google's like, we run this. This is ours. You don't do it unless we say you do it. And there is nothing else. There's really nothing else. There's no way to connect any of them, any of your other social networks. I don't know how this is going to work, but it's going to be the mother of all fights. It's getting good, people. Get your popcorn.
It's getting something. It's getting kind of crazy.
Y'all can come and sit with us. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing on Google Plus yet, though, other than people.
I did kind of notice that. I was kind of like, I don't know. It's pretty. Don't get me wrong. It's clean. It's a lot cleaner than Facebook.
It's very clean. Everything's organized. This is here. This is here. This is here. There's no question.
I kind of like my disorganized, though. And I lost my page. There we go.
I like a little of both. I mean, but for our purposes, sometimes I need to be able to see where we posted stuff because, you know, it gets lost on Facebook when I post some stuff.
That is true. That is very true.
And I don't know what we posted. And then when you have your Facebook page, other people can post stuff on your page, which I just figured out a few months ago. I don't know if I like that feature, but no, Google Plus, very clean. I know exactly what I posted, what everybody else posted. I know these people are my peeps, and these people are, I kind of know you, and you I don't really like, so I'm going to put you in this group. Now I got people trying to figure out, what did she do? Did she not like me? Whose group am I in? Keep wondering. You can't see either. I like that. So I could actually label a group people I don't really want to talk to.
Very nice.
And they'll never know. Put all y'all in that circle. I'm sorry, it's not a group on Google Plus. It's a circle. Like a circle of trust.
Yes, see, there's a deal right there. There's a lot of y'all. I love y'all. Don't get me wrong. Don't take this wrong. I do not trust y'all as far as I can throw y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are some nuts people.
Mm-hmm. Not even the good kind of nuts.
Mm-mm. All right, so I have got some good kind of news. At least I think it's good. It is for us Texans, at least.
Yay.
Yay, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning, if I don't lose my voice. Looks like they pulled it from The Statesman. Texas Film Commission increases incentives for video game industry. Yay, all right. So Texas wants more video game companies creating jobs in the state. So in an effort to make the state a more enticing location, because, you know, it's kind of hot as hell here right now, literally, The Texas Film Commission announced plans to increase incentives for the gaming industry to a level equivalent to what is currently given to film and television projects. Under the new rules, video game companies will be able to apply for grants that will give back up to 15% of eligible in-state spending paid to Texas residents. This is a 5% increase over previous incentives. The changes will take place August 28th, timed to coincide with the commission's new fiscal year, which starts September 1st. Film Commission Director Evan Fitzmaurice said that this new increase is recognition of the economic impact that video game jobs have had in the state. He used Electronic Arts' recent announcement that it would expand its presence in Austin, bringing 300 jobs and a division of its EA Sports studio. Fitzmaurice says these are great jobs for Texas. Last month, Governor Rick Perry, who I do not like, said he wants the state to become the nation's leader in video game development.
Do you not see what is happening here with this man? He is trying to get on our good side. He realizes where the power lies.
Did you hear he's running for president? Any of y'all who vote for this tool just need to re-roll life, all right?
I'm going to tell y'all this. We are a wonderful state, but we do not have good good politicians. They suck at it. Do not vote for Rick Perry. I don't care if he's a Texan. I do not endorse him. Please, we're begging you.
No, I'm just pushing that whole religious day. I'm going to pray for the nation. Oh, you know what? No.
Did you see only 8,000 people showed up?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see they released his college records the other day, and the guy barely even made it out of college?
You see what I'm saying to the other people? And this is not to say Texans are dumb. We are all intelligent. It's just that for some reason, it's just hot. And sometimes we're just not looking at, you know, the Rick Perrys of the world. It's hot, and we're in the house. Yes, we are reading our Shakespeare and, you know, studying string theory, but we're not paying attention to the people that are in power. And it's like, oh, it's hot. Just vote for him. But we're telling you, it's not hot where you are. Can you just not do this? You saw what happened with that last Texas president. I'm just saying.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No. This is from a Texan. This is from a Texan. Don't do it.
He's evil.
He's trying to get on our good side with the games. Don't let it fool you. As soon as he gets in office, he'll be trying to ban him.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure he was part of that whole deal with wanting to ban violent video games.
He was.
I hate that guy.
He was. Y'all pay attention. Mm-hmm. Now, see, where this will not fare well for him if he was to get in office is all Texans got guns. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
And this is what you hear. Did you just ban my games? We sure did. Oh, see now?
No, you didn't.
Now I got to go to Washington. Bubba, put the dog in the back of the truck.
Why is the dog always got to go in the back of the truck?
I don't know. That is a Texas thing. Really weird. Even from the most intelligent people that go to Rice, which is an Ivy League school here in Houston, I see them with their dogs in the back of the truck. Come on, people. The dog, it's too hot. And the dogs like to jump out and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And they get killed. Okay, we got to move along.
All right, so, yeah. More jobs for Texas, more gaming jobs for Texas, which is awesome.
Yay!
Quit trying to ride on the coattails of this. This is not your doing. Go away.
Right. Oh, is it my turn? I'm sorry, I was all upset about Bubba and the dog. Okay. Lots of good, delicious tech news. This one right here may not set too well with some of you iPhone people, you know, but can't.
That's why you go to Android.
So you don't have these problems when you have an Android, obviously. I am really thinking about getting me one, dude, like today. I'm on the cusp. I really am. I think I'm going to hit eBay and see if I can find me one. I know a guy I used to work for. Anyway, I'm not going to tell y'all about it. Okay, so apparently Apple has plans to possibly announce on September 7th at their event iPhone 5. Yes, I know you just got your 4. So you just got your 3.
4 just recently came out, didn't it? Seriously, you're having to release a new one because your 4th one was that bad?
Well, Apple typically holds its iPod media events where it announces new iPod models in early September. Last year's event was, of course, held on September 1st, and before that it was on September 9th. So the date comes from Apple sources in touch with Kotawarzian, Mac Rumors reports as well. Since Apple missed its usual midsummer iPhone announcement window, it's widely expected that the company is going to be showing off the iPhone 5 at the event alongside the new iPod models. It's also a sign that iPods are being further overshadowed by the iPhone. Now they're not even worth an event of their own.
Mm-hmm. No, why would you get an iPod if you can get an iPhone? Because then you got both things in one thing. Yeah.
Word. Mm-hmm. Recent rumors suggest that Apple plans to ship around 10 million iPhone 5s in September, though it's unclear if the device will actually be available in September or early October. Recent renders of the iPhone 5 based on leaked case specifications show an ultra-thin design with a large wide-to-edge screen. It's kind of like a mini iPad is what it looks like. There is also the word that Apple is planning to release a free, with contract, iCloud iPhone. Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, not
technical. What'd you say, Jen?
So still not enough to make me go back.
Of course, they're saying it's going to support less memory and be heavily reliant on Apple's iCloud service for storage. Yeah, how is it free with a contract? But I'm trying to understand.
Not a clue.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to move along from that. Good luck with that iPhone 5. I am going to be on the Android side of the fence. I'm trying not to say anything. Oh, my God, we forgot to talk about this last night. Now, I have to mention it this morning. This is another juicy fight. Kind of not news, but, you know, we like to point out who's fighting and what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the new commercial for Virgin Mobile regarding AT&T?
No.
And T-Mobile?
No.
Well, you all know that the T-Mobile girl with the little cute dress and the pink, the red shoes, and Ginger, you may not have seen the commercial, but I'm sure you've seen the ads. It's a little skinny mini girl with the...
I think big, so, yeah.
Yeah. So last night, right before the show, I meant to mention it. There's a new commercial from Virgin Mobile where they basically went after everybody. Every other cell phone company. I love it when it's a juicy fight. Basically, they have a girl dressed like this chick. And at the start of the commercial, one of the guys, I guess he's supposed to be from Virgin Mobile, walks up and he says, well, I was thinking about getting a new phone. And she says, well, maybe you can get one from AT&T, who has the worst customer service ever, or something like that. And I was like, ooh. And then he says something to her like, well, yours is not any better. And then he says, how about we try Virgin Mobile? And then they open up this, ta-da, and it's a club and everybody's dancing. He's like, well, what's wrong with these people? They're happy because they have Virgin Mobile service. It's $35 a month, unlimited text, talk, and type. So I was like, ow, that's going to be juicy because you know they're all going to try to retaliate.
Mm-hmm.
That's good commercial right there.
That's going to be hilarious is what that's
Yes, this is going to be juicy. I got the oil, the popcorn, Jello, whatever it is. I got all kinds of condiments just ready. Ketchup, mustard, just throw it off.
Yuck.
It don't have to be. It don't have to taste good. It's just got to look good on them. Just get the guy.
Oh, my God, Corey, I love you.
I'm going to be the one that y'all take his shirt off.
Okay, I was doing that yesterday. Take your shirt off. Great. So, anyways. It was lagging. I couldn't hear the music over it. Anyway. Tyga urges the government to back export-oriented oriented industries at UK trade deficit. Let me try this again. Tyga urges the government to back export-oriented industries as UK trade deficit widens. Tyga, the trade association representing the UK games industry, urged policymakers to support business sectors which could power an export-led recovery. Tyga made the comments following the latest Office of National Statistics figures on trade, showing that the UK's trade deficit in goods and services with the rest of the world widened to £4.5 billion, pounds, lindens, whatever, in June, up from £4 billion in May. Dr. Richard Wilson, Tyga CEO, says, the UK coalition government rightly wants to see growth in the UK driven by exports. With consumer spending hobbled by rising prices and the VAT hike, the government expenditure being cut, exports are the only real way for the UK economy to grow. The latest ONS figures show that the UK faces a real challenge to achieve an export-led recovery. The coalition government should identify and support those sectors which have a high propensity to export. The UK video game sector is one such industry. 95% of developers export their video games, and the typical developer generates 45% of their turnover through the export of games. The government should look again at tax measures which will enable the UK video game sectors to grow, such as games tax relief together with measures which will improve access to finance for startups. For our part, Taiga will continue to champion the UK games industry globally. Next week, Taiga will promote the UK games industry at GamesCon in Cologne. The UK is part of the UK is the partner country for this year's GamesCon, and Taiga is overseeing the UK's official promotion. We look forward to highlighting our industry to the media and other interested parties at this major trade show. All right, so way to go, Taiga. Y'all need to do well. No offense, I want y'all to do something. I want your economy to get better, but you know, we're from the U.S. and we're from Texas, and yeah, we're the best. So,
well, our economy is not doing that great either.
No, it's not. Our economy is kind of in the crapper, but I'm just saying, you know, for the way video games go, I want our economy to be the best for video games. Thanks.
Well, unfortunately, according to this story I'm looking at on GamesIndustry.biz, we're not faring that much better. Apparently, U.S. retail sales are the lowest since October of 2006, which is horrible.
Ouch.
Sales of box products in the U.S. in July were the lowest since October 2006, according to data from NPD. The industry as a whole was down 26% to $707 million, with software down 17% to $336.2 million, and hardware down 29% to $229 million. Accessories were also down 8% to $128.8 million. In a month when the only EA Sports NCAA football sold significant figures, the Xbox 360, of course, was the best-selling console during the month with 277,000 units, according to Microsoft, although NPD pointed out that it was the first time the system suffered a year-on-year decline since December of 2009. Said Anita Fraser, who's the NPD analyst, said there's no getting around the fact that video game sales in the new physical retail channel suffered its lowest month since October 2006. Despite the very rough month, new physical retail sales are down just 4% year-to-date, and based on seasonality trends observed over the last 10 years, which have been remarkably stable year in and year out, industry sales in this particular channel are poised to land in the flat -2% range once the year is completed. Ouch. The poor sales are in line with expectations, with August likely to be another bad month before a more healthy fourth quarter. The top 10 U.S. sales for July are as follows. Amazing. Number one, of course, is NCAA Football 12. Two, and this is for Xbox and PS3. Cars for DS, Wii, Xbox, 360, PC, for all consoles, let's just say. Call of Duty Black Ops for all consoles. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, number four. Ginger, there you go. Just Dance Wii is five. Six is Major League Baseball 2K11 on all consoles, except for the Wii. Zumba Fitness, Join the Party, is on all consoles except for the little handhelds. Fallout New Vegas, all three majors except for Wii. Super Mario Brothers, DS only. Mortal Kombat 2011 for Xbox and PlayStation, rounding out the top 10. Well, people, you know it was coming. Wow, there's a whole argument going on this site about this. Ginger, you do know you're muted, don't you, darling?
No, I muted myself to cough, and I'm all making noise and talking and da-da-da-da-da, and you're not hearing a thing.
Nope, not a word. Nada. Zero.
I'm so talented some days.
Major. She is major.
Y'all don't know, man. I'm trying to not cough in your ear. Okay, what have we got
here? Heavy.
I know, right? All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning, it looks like they pulled it from DMWmedia.com. D-Lite, the future of wireless is bright. Harold Haas, a professor and chair of mobile communications at the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, has created new technology that allows wireless data to be transmitted over light waves, and the new technology is very cheap. The technology could be used to use regular household light bulbs, street lights, or even car headlights to transmit communications and information at the same time they illuminate the world around us. That's kind of interesting. Harold Haas recently gave a live demonstration of his unique technology at TED Global using a chip he placed inside an LED bulb. By flickering the light rapidly, faster than the human eye can detect, Haas was able to successfully transmit more data than a cellular tower. Nice. That's awesome. Haas said during his demonstration, it should be so cheap that it's everywhere. Using the visible light spectrum, which comes for free, you can piggyback existing wireless services on the back of lighting equipment. As well as revolutionizing internet reception, it would put an end to the potentially harmful electromagnetic pollution emitted by wireless internet routers, and has raised the prospect of ubiquitous wireless access. Y'all should not make me say these words early in the morning. Transmitted through streetlights. While the technology isn't quite ready for public consumption yet, it is viable enough to attract proof-of-concept funding from Scottish Enterprise. Haas has codenamed the technology D-Light, though its technical name is a bit of a tongue-twister, Subcarrier Index Modulation Orthogonal Frequency Division Multiplexing, or SIMOFDM.
Oh, that is so hot.
See, I can say that, but I can't say ubiquitous. Haas claims that D-Light is capable of data rates up to 10 megabytes per second, faster than the average broadband connection, with 100 megabytes possible by the end of the year. Oh, talk dirty to me. That's
Ooh, imagine the things we could download with that.
Hey, Haas, are you single? Inquiring minds want to know.
Says you got a woman. Do you need one? Do you need two, three?
I'm looking. Is there a picture of this guy? I gotta know.
We don't really care. We can fix him up. We know what to do.
This is true. This is very, very, very true. I still, girl wants to know. Is he single?
Find him, girl. Find him.
I'm looking. Google is my friend. Search.
Find him. Find him.
He's not bad.
Okay, you send me a picture later. Okay? Okay.
Hold on. I got it.
You send me a picture.
Save image. Copy image location. There we go. All right, I'm sending you a picture now.
Okay, now I'm sneezing. What is with that?
That's you.
That is not cute. Okay, so moving along. There's some interesting things going on. I can't look at that picture just yet. Oh, my God. Here we go.
He looks like a little geek. He's not bad. He can be cleaned up.
You know, yeah, he needs a haircut, some nice glasses. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so anyway.
Sorry, we had to stop the show to look to see whether or not he's cute.
All right, so you people that are fans of Silent Hill will not be happy.
Did the game get canceled?
No. The boss, Matthew Seymour, who's the former head at Silent Hill Downpour Studio Vatra, has left the company to join Heavy Iron here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Heavy Iron most recently completed UFC Trainer Unconnect, which is doing very well. I'm thinking about picking up one. I might have to kick a few of you in the head. Never know. I haven't gone independent from publisher THQ back in 2009. Seymour has 20 years of experience in the games industry, having worked for 2K Games and Microsoft Game Studios, amongst others. At Vatra, former development director Andy Pang has taken on the role of studio head, while Brian Gomez remains development director on the latest Silent Hill game. In the short term, Heavy Iron still sees opportunities in the home console space. Seymour told GamesIndustry.biz that now that the market, methods, and technology has settled and standardized. No, it hasn't. No, it has not. That's why we have iPad games that suck. It's not settled, trust me. We have projects in place on the console space, and it's great to work in a mature space. It's good to be working with established methods, and it's comfortable. Maybe too comfortable, he said. Heavy Iron got a handle on the motion control interface nice and early. There's a lot of attention on us, and we enjoy that interface. It's fun. He added, hinting that there may be more opportunities there soon. Working on Connect has a conscious decision for Heavy Iron president Lyle Hall, who wanted to break away from the studio's image as a developer of kids' titles, especially as it was also going independent from THQ. He says, 2 years ago, I jumped all over it. Where there's new hardware, there's new opportunities in the short term. We supported the hell out of that. We wanted to challenge ourselves and get away from kids' games as quickly as possible. Dude, that's where the money is. Sorry to tell you. Get them early. We could have closed Heavy Iron when THQ let us go and walk away, but what else was I going to do? It's a scary, exciting, and challenging dynamic business, and some of it's luck, but you also create your own luck if you work freaking hard. Don't be stealing my word. It was frankly really hard when we started as a business, never started independent. It began as a THQ studio. It was a hangover, and we had to You're not coming up with good analogies.
Those hangovers. Oh, my God. Those hangovers will get you every time.
Okay. You can check this out over at Game Politics. He's not saying good things, which is going to lead to a fight, which we like, but I need to, you know, we need to instigate it a little bit. Just send this over to the people at at Heavy Iron or at THQ. Look what they said about you.
Look what they said. You see what? Yeah.
Well, I do like the UFC fighter trainer. It looks really interesting. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. But this business here, when you're talking about the company you just left, you shouldn't say those things. You may have to go.
Yeah, and you never know. You never know who you're going to end up having to work for one of these days, and they're going to remember that.
And be like, oh, no, you said we were a hangover.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially because it's, I hate to say it, but it has to do with the people to work with. And say they go to another company that you want to go to later. You know, they're going to remember what you said about the old company. Because that pretty much reflects back on them. So,
And the internet never goes away. Never dies. The internet has a long
memory.
Never,
ever dies.
Oh, I also need to announce this. You people, I don't know what's going on overseas. Denmark. These people are having all kinds of conferences. It's like we had all the ones early in the year, and now they have all the ones now. So you people over in Aalborg, Denmark, there's a conference for you games business. It's going to be one day, so you bring your own lunch. No, I don't know if you have to bring your own lunch. they're going to be having some inspirational talks, they said, and discussions on business development, fundraising, education, and trends in games. You can check that out at gamesbusiness.dk if you're planning on going. Or if somebody wants to take us along, please send us an email.
Email and tickets, thanks.
Yeah, actually, you don't have to send the email. Just send the tickets. We'll go.
Yes.
If you send us a ticket, we'll gladly show up. Said the girl who has no passport. Okay, so. But I'll get one if you send tickets, I promise you.
Really, are you sure?
Yeah. Denmark, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, I guess Denmark's okay.
That's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Paris. I could just get off and say, oh, I couldn't.
Where else is a hop, skip, and a jump from?
from a whole bunch of London. Shut up. I'm done talking for the day. Done talking for the day. Slice. Shut my knife.
No.
See that? You hear that sound? Scissors.
No. Don't be slicing the ginger. Everybody loves me.
They do love you. They'll love it when I make more of you.
No. Y'all see how mean she is to me all the time. Y'all see, that's what I got to put up with all the time.
Y'all know I am not mean to these girls. I love them.
As she snips the scissors one more time.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to wait till after your birthday, and when you're sitting at the Moonshine Cafe eating your breakfast, then I'm going to pick up my rusty butter knife and right there at the table.
No! right. So, I got to get away from the idea of the rusty knife. All right. Mental Warp Games' new iOS and Android title, Bloody Bunnies, releases date exposed. I'm sorry, release date exposed.
All that release and expose is all I heard, and it doesn't sound good.
Know,
but
right?
Go on.
Okay, so Bloody Bunny is an online multiplayer game for iOS and Android smartphones. Will be released on September 1st, 2011.
Bloody Bunny.
Mental Warp Games is pleased to announce the release of its first title for iOS and Android mobile devices called Bloody Bunnies on September 1st, 2011. It is an online multiplayer arcade game in which you challenge your friends in addictive and fun Mario-style fights. There's trailers and images, which is going to be up on GamingHX.com. So, features. Bloody Bunny features amazing 3D environments, online multiplayer for up to 6 players and 2 players on a single iPad, open paint leaderboards and achievements, 3 addictive game modes, 4 beautiful and exciting maps, cute or bloody options, easy to use and intuitive interface, 2 tight and easy control schemes. Bloody Bunnies will be available on both the App Store and the Android market on September 1st, 2011. They say they want you to stay in touch. We want to hear from you. Mental Warp and Bloody Bunnies are on Facebook. So check them out, facebook.com/bloody.bunnies.game. They did not give me any kind of price, though. The screenshots are kind of cute, though. Or, you know, being all bloody and rabbity and gory.
Well, GI.biz just sent me some information about Dead Island. However, they sent it in German or Dutch. I'm not really sure what it's saying. Something about Dead Island. So as soon as we find out, I'll
We know it's something. We're not quite sure what. We know it's something.
I don't got a clue. Thank you, though, guys. I appreciate it. You see the face I'm making? Thanks. You know that face. Thanks. Okay.
Not sure what it is you gave me, but thanks. Oh. I think maybe.
All right. So apparently.
Screenshots. There they are.
Wait a minute. I think you just read this. I want to make sure we're not repeating ourselves because, you know, we have been known to do that.
We have. I've done that a couple of times.
Well, Light Squared, is that who we were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't think so, no.
Well, Light Squared apparently is a mobile broadband startup, and they're blaming the GPS industry for interference problems between GPS-enabled services and LTE high-speed wireless network. Yes?
Oh. Mm. Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure GPS is there first.
Yeah. The company stated Tuesday in a letter to the FCC that this was a problem. Regulators are still reviewing their network to determine the extent of those interference problems and won't allow the company to deploy without approval, of course. The company is understandably anxious to get the network up since its core business model depends on providing wholesale wireless access to other companies. Interesting business. The Reston, Virginia-based company claims that GPS device manufacturers failed to comply with wireless filtering standards recommended by the U.S. Department of Defense that would have prevented the potential for interference. Of the estimated 500 million GPS-enabled devices in use, including cell phones, less than half a million experience interference issues, or 99.5% of all commercial devices. Wow. A LightSquared spokesperson told VentureBeat, who I'm getting this from, by the way, devices that are susceptible to interference include mostly construction and industrial machines with GPS capability. The spokesperson said, we realize that those devices are crucial to the country's economy and want to work with the GPS industry for a solution. Yeah, it doesn't sound like you do. LightSquared made a new proposal to the FCC in June that moved it to the lower 10 megahertz block of its wireless spectrum, which cost the company about $100 million. The company also pledged resources to front the cost of developing solutions to the GPS interference for that 0.5% of devices that experience problems. Really? It's 0.5? And you're Well, you can check out the rest of this over on VentureBeat because now I'm officially irritated. They made it seem like it was just, oh, my God, should I be worried? Is my cell phone causing some type of interference? It is not. People, brief.
You know, they got to make a big old deal out of it. That's how they get their names in the press.
Well, we're going to take a break.
We need a break.
And, yeah, no, I'm kidding. I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
No, 6A, you'll make me go to sleep. Don't do it.
Some people are like, no, stop. What are you doing?
No, stop.
It
oh,
is.
Yes, you did.
No, let me go ahead and get her revved up. All right, here we go. You guys know where to find us. GamingA6.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, Blog Talk, Second Life, APB, Fallen Earth, wherever you want. You want to hear the rest? Of course. You'll have to download. Not super gorgeous.
Non-Freeman, baby. And you know you want to come back? I got some zombie loving.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm bench gaming this weekend.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I do. It's going to be new bench gaming because I've never tried it with the added on the iPad. So I'm going to do the iPad, the PS, the Xbox, the PlayStation, and the Wii, and my phone for all the same time.
Ooh, that does sound like it could be fun.
Binge gaming, baby.
I am looking for the screenshots, but I know I just downloaded and now I cannot find.
So y'all won't be seeing those today. My neighborhood down, which of late I cannot.
Jesus.
like that other Get Out Alive. This is my song.
I like either one of these.
Zombie apocalypse, people.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody's going to ask. That is Grounds for Divorce from the Left 4 Dead soundtrack, in case you were wondering. It's on the splash screen. You know when you're playing multiplayer, this is what's on the splash screen. This is that song.
Mm-hmm.
I love this
song. Games Press, what are y'all doing?
I don't know. I think they're uploading stuff for Gamescom.
I think I'm back out. Way slowly.
Yes. They just logged me out. I was looking at trying to grab a logo, and it was like, no, we don't think you need to be logged in. How about that?
Yeah, you know the little, the sidebar where we get all our screenshots and everything? Yeah, that is, like, tiny at the moment, and it is. Everything else is huge.
All right. Is it my turn or your turn? It's your turn.
Is it my turn? All right. My turn? I can read some. Yeah. All right. So, Bring Out Your Dead as Ammo. Multiplayer update now available for Zombie Smash.
Ooh, you said Bring Out Your Dead. I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, update featuring free multiplayer mode now available for download on the App Store. Game Doctors, an independent game development studio, today announced that a completely free multiplayer update is now available to download for its hit titles, Zombie Smash and Zombie Smash HD. To start slinging zombies at all your friends on the Game Center today, visit the App Store, y'all know where to look, iTunes.com, iTunes.com for the iPad one, too. All right, so Dr. Matthias, you mean people in your names. All right, so Dr. Matthias Hoexman, co-founder of Game Doctor, says, "We've put a lot of effort into making sure that multiplayer Zombie Smash is every bit as fun, balanced, and bloody as the single player. As was the case with the recent Camp Nowhere update, this is our way of thanking all the gamers who have supported us. With that in mind, we also want to offer some free multiplayer advice. The most powerful weapon in your arsenal is your brain, so don't let it get eaten." All right, so we've got some features. The features included in the multiplayer update include play head-to-head in a battle to out-survive your new rival survivor, Danny, with the last man standing as the victor. Split your resources between defensive weapons to keep the zombies at bay and offensive maneuvers to direct powerful zombies at your opponents. Integrated game center support for easy matchmaking and unhealthy competition against friends. Ooh, voice chat for trash talking from across the country.
On the iPad, ooh, that's hot.
Uh-huh. All right, so you want to check more of this out, you can head over to GameNatrix.com right now. I've got some screenshots up. Or, if you want, go over to zombiesmash.gamedoctors.com.
Yay. Ooh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have seen this review for this game up on our site. Remember Majesty, the Fantasy Kingdom sim?
Yeah.
Well, it is...
Didn't we? So we played that, didn't we?
You and I played. I think you actually wrote the review. I played because we were trying to do multiplayer. I don't think we ever got it because we were all so busy playing the damn dragons.
Oh, my God. Man, my kingdom be doing good. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, all these gosh darn flipping
dragons.
Dragons and that, raiders.
The raiders I could handle. It was the dragons because my guys, it was one of them. And this was funny. I didn't realize they all had their little personalities. One of them would always wander close to the dragon nest, and the dragons would get pissed off. They just didn't want him over there by it. He wasn't doing anything. He's just standing there, and they were like, oh, are you over? No, you got to die. And then they'd come get him, and then all of them would come out. They'd attack the castle. The king is in there. He's hiding.
Something. It was nuts.
So, yeah. Anyway, this particular game that you hear us going on and on about is coming to the iPad. HeroCraft said they are delighted to announce the launch of Majesty the Fantasy Kingdom Sim on iOS. Majesty, the popular PC strategy game from developers Paradox Interactive, who are our favorite developers, we so love them, have been painstakingly adapting the game to mobile devices, also Android and Nokia. OV users are also going to get their chance to play. Well, no, it looks like they already got it earlier this year. Mm-hmm. All right. So they're saying, with its legendary indirect control system, Majesty has gained a cult following on PC, and sensing its suitability to the modern high-powered mobile devices, HeroCraft has been able to bring it to a wider audience. Majesty, of course, immediately soared to the top 10 in the official Android market. Yeah, it was already there. And reached over 1.5 million downloads there. The game was listed as one of the 5 winning games for tablets by the New York Times on the 21st of July, June. Wow, I'm looking at it and I can't say it. I got rabies or something. I don't know. The Majesty, this is the Kingdom Sim. Oh, that's some quotes. Anyway, let me tell you about the main features. Oh, we won't be quoting the New York Times anymore. Okay, so some features are you have the legendary
We won't be quoting the New York Times anymore.
No, we will not be doing that. You guys are off our list. So, of course, it has its legendary indirect control strategy built and adapted for the iOS, 10 types of heroes, dozens of statistics, weapons and armor, a dozen types of monsters, several dozen spells, 30 upgradable building types, 8 scenario missions, a bonus one, of course, and about 100 game achievements you can put up on Game Center. I have some of those up. I didn't even realize it. Damn those pocket frogs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. I have warned you. Stay away from the pocket frogs, Ginger. I'm trying to...
No. I was trying to download that the other day, and my phone messed up. And I was like, dude,
that's good. That's good.
I forgot. No, because now I remember.
Dude, me and the pocket frogs. I bred the most beautiful, glowy, flashy, color-changing frog. And he was so fast. He won every race. But he ate a lot of dragonflies. When you play the game, those of you out there haven't played, if you go play it, you'll see why dragonflies is not nice. You want them, that takes hours to get them to eat all those dragonflies. Anyway. I can't talk about it. All right.
It's downloading now.
May I do another?
Yes, you may.
Well, I got the news about the Dead Island. Thanks.
Ooh, what's going on, Dead Island? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's now gold.
What?
It's gold. That means it's about to come out.
Yay!
Okay, they said only teamwork can get the 4 different protagonists of Dead Island through these seemingly insurmountable odds and dangers that await them on the zombie-infested tropical island of Benoit. Their different skill sets complement each other and give them the ability to oppose the hordes of zombies that await them around every corner of the former holiday paradise. Dead Island offers a seamless co-op experience for up to 4 players with easy drop-in and drop-out mechanics throughout the whole game. Oh, so you can play through the story. That's nice. When playing with friends, it's all about fighting together and watching each other's backs, or you know what happens. Deep Silver also has announced that Dead Island has gone gold and is now in production, which means it'll be in the store on September 6th in North America and September 9th for the rest of the world. Yay!
Yay! That is so awesome.
Dead Island. I'm sorry, I got all excited. Ooh, they released some of those character screens too, which I may share with you. Let me look at how she looks. Oh, this is lovely. Those of you, you know what? This is a direct ripoff now of Left 4 Dead. This is a black chick, and she's got dreadlocks, which is how I can't think of the girl's name. You know the black chick from the recent Left 4 Dead. That's how she originally looked before they changed her hair. She had dreadlocks and then braids, and they tried a bunch of different hairstyles. Okay, guys, this is not looking good for you. Don't rip off the Left 4 Dead. You got to bring your own stuff. It is pretty. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty. Oh, this guy has a sledgehammer. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love some sledgehammers.
He's got a sledgehammer.
Speaking of sledgehammers, there are going to be some people with sledgehammers running around pretty soon.
Really?
Uh-huh. I know y'all talked about this last night for just about a minute on the news, but I'm going to mention it this morning. I don't think we have yet. Have we already mentioned the class action lawsuit for Xbox?
We did, but it does not hurt to mention it again.
All right, so the class action lawsuit filed for Xbox Live subscription double billing. Mm-hmm. A new class action lawsuit accuses Microsoft of double billing its customers for Xbox Live subscriptions. Ryan Graves of Bloomington, Indiana, has filed a class action against Microsoft and the U.S. District Court in Seattle, alleging that the Xbox 360 creator double bills its Xbox Live members and auto-renews subscriptions without their consent. Graves' suit also alleges that Microsoft's prepaid subscriptions are governed by vague and onerous terms of use, which Microsoft uses to double bill people who do not renew their subscription before it runs out. Further, his suit claims if the customer tries to renew, Microsoft charges for both the new subscription and the renewal of the old one. Graves also claims that when he brought the issue to the attention of Microsoft, they told him that they thought the issue was resolved and that they would give him 2 years of Xbox Live membership. Graves claims he did not order 2 years of service and wanted no part of what Microsoft was offering. The class action seeks restitution, statutory, treble, and punitive damages for breach of contract, unjust enrichment, conversion, and violation of the Electronic Funds Transfer Act. Graves also wants the court to issue an injunction. It says wants the two court to issue, and I'm like, that's not right. I was like trying to read ahead so I could figure out how the sentence is going, so I could figure out which word there was supposed to be there. All right, so anyways, Graves also wants the court to issue an injunction requiring Microsoft to reverse all unlawful, unfair, and otherwise improper charges and to cease and desist from engaging in further unlawful conduct in the future. I see what happened there. The writer was like going two different directions there, got rid of the old sentence, but missed a word, and it totally threw me off as I was reading it. I was like, wait a minute, what? I've done that. I know how that goes.
Oh, I love, I'm all confused with the mute button. All right, I did promise I was going to, I told Ginger I was. I didn't tell you all, but I guess I have to do it because Ginger will cut me after, you know how she is.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to share with you the top 10 charts.
Yay! What's on the top 10?
Well, it's not, this is from the UK, actually. It's amazing. Some of their games are the same as ours. All right, so we're going to start with we do number 11. And actually, 12, because I'm amazed. Portal 2 is still in the top 20. Portal 2, number 12. And number 11, Sims 3. They never leave. They got us on lockdown. Call of War as the Cartel, number 10, which some of you don't like, but I love the stories. Three different stories. That's a good game for your money. Three different stories to play. Awesome. You got your L.A. Noir at number 9. You have your Harry Potter, the years 1 through 4. Yes, I said 1 through 4 at
one
number 8. Yes. And right above that, guess what? Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows Part 2 is number 7. How did years 1 through 4 make it back into the top 10? How do you do that?
Well, I'm going to go, I'm going to say it's because the movie just recently came out.
Probably. That's amazing.
Now everybody's like, you know what, I'm going to play the games too. So they start back with the first one.
That is amazing. I would say skip that one. The one that's on the Wii is the best one. Okay, anyway. FIFA 11, number 6. Ginger, Brief, Lego Pirates the Caribbean.
Lego Pirates!
Number 5, Just Dance 2, Extra Songs. Number 4, Cars 2 at number 3. How'd that happen? Okay, anyway. You people in the UK have me worried. Y'all look good and you talk good, but your game selections are questionable. Okay, Dirt 3, number 2. And number 1, of course, Zumba Fitness. People in the UK are getting it together. Yes. Yes. Ginger, I'm talking to you. Don't be sending me prawn.
I'm not sending prawn. Just had a thought in my head. I had to remember to mention it before I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I guess we got a couple of minutes left, right?
We
can read something real quick.
We got about two. You can run over just a little bit. We're good.
All right. Ubisoft and Sony Computer Entertainment debut game details for PlayStation 3 version of critically acclaimed Child of Eden. All right, so today Ubisoft and Sony unveiled the game details for Child of Eden on the PlayStation 3, developed by Q Entertainment, under the direction of the renowned game creator Tetsuya Mizuguchi. The PS3 version of Child of Eden will launch on September 30th and will feature Move compatibility and stereoscopic 3D support. Child of Eden is a multi-sensory shooter that sends players diving into a kaleidoscope matrix of synchronized music and mind-blowing visuals that will usher forth a landmark game experience. Jeffrey Sardin, EMEA Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Ubisoft, says, "We are excited to be bringing the critically acclaimed Child of Eden experience to the PS3. This is one of those special, rare games that belongs in every gamer's library, and the PlayStation Move integration coupled with the ability to play the game in 3D makes for an even more unique experience on the PlayStation 3. All right, so Child of Eden thrusts the player into the center of a battle to save Project Lumi, a mission to reproduce a human personality inside Eden, the archive of all human memories. As the project nears completion, the archive is invaded by an unknown virus. The player's mission is to save Eden from the virus, restoring hope and peace." All right, awesome. So way to go, PS3 players. Looks like you get to play this now, too. And in 3D. That sounds kind of cool.
Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, guess what? Hey,
what?
Look.
What?
It's time to go.
It is time to go.
Say goodbye to the people. Not yet. Hold it.
Okay.
Hold it. We got to play the music.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me. Never.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you did.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you did.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you did.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.
Pay me what you owe me. Mm-hmm.
See, Ginger's militant today. It's my job. Say bye to the people, Ginger.
Bye, boys and girls. Mwah.
See you guys Monday. Remember, there are no shows on the weekends. Please do not message me at 6 o'clock in the morning asking why there is no GTR.
There's not
no
yet. Not yet. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Give us time, people. Give us time. Yeah. All right. See y'all on Monday.